Chapter 1. Why Real Lawyers Are Falling Short of Pop Culture Counterparts. The pop culture landscape has an enormous influence on how people view the legal profession today. As I mentioned in the introduction, LA Law inspired me to pursue a legal career. Undoubtedly, many more young people have likely been inspired by the likes of A Few Good Men's Joanne Galloway and Daniel Caffey, Law & Order's Jack McCoy, or the characters of Suits, The Practice, or Ally McBeal. Some of our most beloved television and film characters are lawyers, and viewers delight in tuning in and watching them exact justice with grace and courtroom flair. Our culture is equally fascinated with court-based reality shows, beginning with The People's Court back in 1981 and culminating in the 2020 announcement that Judge Judy was the highest paid woman on television. At the time, she was making $47 million a year, or about $900,000 per episode. I'd wager that the appeal of these types of shows is the tidy way they depict the dispensing of justice. Within each episode, a verdict is served, a right is wronged, and more times than not, the good guy comes out on top. I think most of us want to believe that's how the world and the legal system works in real life. And yet, if you bring up the legal profession at a cocktail party or family gathering, you are more likely to be met with rolled eyes or looks of disgust than you are any sense of admiration or appreciation. The legal profession is one of the least trusted in modern society. According to a Gallup poll, only 19% of Americans have a very high or high opinion of the honesty and ethical standards of lawyers. That puts us only slightly ahead of politicians and used car salesmen. And with all apologies to people in both professions, that is not the company I want to keep when it comes to my career and vocation. Too many Americans view lawyers as greedy and dishonest, the complete opposite of the legal protagonists that dominate our entertainment. Why the disconnect? How can the legal profession be so admired in prime time and also so reviled in the real world? What went wrong? And more importantly, what can be done to rehabilitate the image of the legal field in the mind of the public? Case study: the McDonald's lawsuit. Public perception of lawyers has never been lower. Some of that vitriol is probably deserved. But a lot of it is also the result of misperceptions, repeated and ingrained until they become a kind of pseudo-reality presented as fact. A famous and telling example of how the negative perception of the legal field has been erroneously created is the often cited McDonald's coffee lawsuit from the early 1990s. Chances are, you have heard about this case somewhere. It gets trotted out again and again as an example of a ridiculous lawsuit and lawyers who went too far. It's often seen as a benchmark for how crazy and greedy both lawyers and their clients can be. In the common retelling of this particular case, a woman sued McDonald's for millions of dollars because she spilled a cup of their coffee onto her lap while she was driving. Feigning tremendous distress, she then sought to squeeze every last penny she could out of the fast food giant. If that were the truth of the matter, then the criticism would be fair. But let's take a moment and look at the realities of the case. Stella Liebeck, 79 years old, was sitting in the passenger seat of her grandson's car, having purchased a cup of McDonald's coffee. As the car stopped, she tried to hold the cup between her knees while removing the lid. The cup tipped over, pouring scalding coffee onto her. She received third-degree burns over 16% of her body, requiring hospitalization for 8 days and numerous follow-up procedures. It was reported that Ms. Liebeck offered to settle with McDonald's for $20,000, but McDonald's refused, reportedly offering her $800 before she filed suit. At trial, the jury awarded Ms. Liebeck $200,000 in compensatory damages, reduced to $160,000, because the jury found her 20% at fault. It also awarded her $2.7 million in punitive damages, which the trial judge reduced to $480,000. According to Ms. Liebeck's attorney, the jury heard that, at the time, McDonald's sold coffee at 180 to 190 degrees Fahrenheit, which, at that temperature, causes third-degree burns in 2 to 7 seconds. In the decade before this incident, McDonald's had received 700 reports of people burning themselves from coffee, including to their genital area, inner thighs, and buttocks. However, McDonald's never provided its customers with a warning about how hot they served their coffee. Ms. Liebeck's treating physician testified that her injury was one of the worst scald burns he had ever seen. Unfortunately, the McDonald's coffee lawsuit became synonymous with the excesses of litigation, and the actual details of the case were largely lost to history. Instead, the case took on a multifaceted life of its own, appearing on late-night TV monologues and as justification for proposed legislation capping damages or limiting the scope of other lawsuits. Along the way, litigators and lawyers in general took a big hit in the court of public opinion. While there are many problems with our justice system, the McDonald's hot coffee case is not one of them. A lot of the poor public perception of lawyers can be traced to unfair media coverage and exaggerated stories like this McDonald's example. But that's not the only reason that we have a public image problem. Sometimes the realities of the profession work against us as well.